The Flint Hills Refinery in North Pole plans to cease operation this spring, and the Parnell administration warns PetroStar's refinery in North Pole might be next. A bill crafted by the administration would prop up Alaska's three remaining oil refineries with $150 million in state funds. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, even some legislators who are helping advance the bill say they're uncomfortable with the loose terms of the giveaway.
North Pole Republican Representative Steve Thompson says Fairbanks needs PetroStar's interior refinery, especially if it hopes to attract the new F-35 fighter units to Eielson Air Force Base.
No jet fuel, goodbye. F-16s moved. That means Eielson's going to close. 1,500 civilian jobs, going to have empty houses in Fairbanks. The economy's going to tank further.
State Natural Resources Commissioner Joe Balash says the high price of North Slope crude makes it hard for in-state refineries to compete with fuel imported from outside. The administration originally proposed $300 million in refinery assistance, primarily to help PetroStar, which faces higher costs for crude delivery now that its neighbor, Flint Hills, won't be contributing. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra says he wants the refinery to stay open, too, but he calls the bill pending in the House now insane policy.
It's a bailout. It's a giveaway. It's poorly crafted. It costs the state $150 million over the next 5 years, and it gives $50 million to Tesoro, who doesn't even want the money. At a time when we can't afford our schools, we need to come up with smarter solutions than just giving money to companies.
The bill would allow an Alaska refinery to collect $10 million a year from the state for 5 years. That would mean $20 million a year for PetroStar, which has refineries in North Pole and Valdez, and $10 million a year for Tesoro's operation in Kenai. The companies would get the money in the form of tax credits or in cash if the company doesn't owe state taxes. All the refineries would have to do is show they spent $25 million a year on infrastructure. Guerra says that's a low bar, and there are no limits on what the refinery can do with its state money.
Keep the money in profits, give the money to their executives, give the money to their shareholders. There are no sideboards.
Guerra proposed offering the refineries low-interest loans instead, but his amendment failed 8-3 in the House Finance Committee Monday. Representative Tammy Wilson, another North Pole Republican, says PetroStar is too close to the edge for loans.
Where they're at right now, they may not be here in 5 years. They're not going to get a loan for something in which the company may not be able to make it. You know, we have to do something now to make them healthy.
PetroStar is owned by Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Senior Vice President Tara Sweeney at the Capitol to press for the bill says she's doing what she can not to close the refinery.
The refining industry in Alaska is not healthy. We're down here working to ensure that it is, and the tools are there that are necessary to keep us afloat.
If it does close, the state says it would lose millions of dollars a year in revenues. But lawmakers who question the refinery assistance bill point out PetroStar hasn't opened its books to them. Republican Representative Alan Osterman of Kodiak says he's troubled by the lack of information.
We're just going based upon a company come to the state of Alaska saying that we're going to go out of business if you don't give us some money.
Fairbanks Democrat David Guttenberg says the bill was dropped on them in the last days of the session with no meaningful analysis. He says he'd like not to vote for it, but Guttenberg says they're in a bind.
You know, here we are faced with this, and, you know, this is what we have. And is it the best thing? I don't think so. Is it the only thing? Yeah.
The bill has cleared the House Finance Committee, and sponsors hope to get it through both the House and Senate before the legislature adjourns this weekend. In Juneau, I'm Liz Ruskin.